Good morning to all, and we're so thankful that you took these few moments of this day for these few thoughts that will help you make it through this day, hopefully, as a faithful Christian. Certainly in life, we as Christians want to remain faithful because we are told in the Scripture, especially in Revelation 2, verse 10, that if we are faithful unto death, we will receive that crown of life. So every Christian is always considering the fact that trying to answer the question within himself or herself as to whether or not we are faithful. It takes commitment. Some people might ask, well, what does it take to be faithful? Well, it takes commitment. And we see commitment throughout the Old Testament. It was Noah who was totally committed to the cause that God placed before him. In fact, his commitment lasted for over 100 years. And he was preaching to a people who would not listen. Not one responded other than possibly his own children and their mates and his wife. But yet he was committed to what God had asked him to do. Then we see Abraham, and the examples are multiple throughout the Old Testament, but Abraham, called the father of faith, because he was committed to do what God asked him to do. He was willing to leave his own country, his own family. Of course, he took a lot of his family with him and go to a place where he did not even know the destination. And so he left his own homeland, and by faith in God and commitment to God, he did what God asked him to do. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 gives us a perfect scripture as Christians to challenge us to be committed. The Apostle Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, in order for one to maintain faithfulness, one must be committed. And so I encourage you today in every way, and I encourage myself, to remain committed to God, and by doing so, we will certainly be faithful to Him.